Good morning. How are you today? It's good. Today, I'm so honored to talk about the message of culture and mission. I believe that this is a great topic for our service today because we have many different cultures in our church and we have the same purpose of preaching the gospel here in this place. As you know, the mission of our church is to help people to know and follow Jesus. The mission of our church is connected with the mission of God. The book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19. Go and make disciples of all nations. Our Lord didn't say that one nation or two nations. He said that, go and make disciples of all nations. That is why we are here to deliver the message of God to all nations here in this place. The message of God has been proclaimed to many nations. The message of God has been delivered to many cultural groups here in this world. According to a report, 7.3 billion people living here in this world. Among those, 3.1 billion people never heard about the gospel. About 42% of people are non-believers in this world. Do you understand why we are here? That's right. We are here to preach the message of God to these people. To accomplish the mission of God, our Lord has allowed us to be here in this place. Our meeting is not planned. By accident, our meeting is planned on purpose. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4 says, God chose us in Him before the creation of the world. That was God's plan. He chose each one of us to make His plans. He wants us to live and work for our Lord. As children of God, we are to follow the way of God. His way is to understand His purpose. We have the same purpose. That is to follow Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I accepted Jesus at the age of 18 years old. Before I met with our Lord, my life, I was like passing through the dark tunnel. I didn't know where to go, and I didn't know what to do. After I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, my life was totally changed. My Lord has taken me from despair to hope, from impossibilities to possibilities. Until the age of 20 years old, I didn't understand about other cultures. I just learned about other cultures through books and mass media. However, at the age of 20 years old, I learned about other cultures. With the help of the Korean government, I was given opportunities to learn about other cultures. I was given time to visit several countries in Europe in 1992. And after graduated from the university, I was given more opportunities to learn about other cultures. This has affected my life. And later, I learned that the successful development of the country, university, the organization, and even church was due to the acceptance of other cultures and positive exchange with them. In this respect, the biblical passage of the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 19 to 21, shows us why the mission of God is very important here in this world. What can we learn from this? The message of God is still living today. If you want to follow God, if you want our church to be one of the great churches in this world, then we need to apply this message into our lives. Let us read together the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 19. It says, they told the message only to the Jews. The Bible says that they, the Jewish people, told the message only to the Jews. The church in Jerusalem is set up by our Lord. It was the first church. Our Lord was talking to them, you need to go and make disciples of all nations. But they didn't follow the message of God. They didn't respect. Do you know what happened to the church? The church was destroyed. Now we are going to read the next verse, verse 20. Let us read together. Some of the followers started telling Gentiles the good news about the Lord Jesus. Now the message was spoken to Gentiles. The message was delivered to non-Jewish people, other cultural groups. They followed the message of God. Do you know what happened? What happened? We'll read together verse 21. The Lord's power was with them, and many people turned to the Lord and put their faith in Him. The Bible says, our Lord's power was with them, and they came to the Lord, and they believed Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That was God's intention, because they followed the will of God, and God was with those people. The water needs to flow. If it stops, it will be polluted. In 1990, I traveled with some friends of mine at university in Korea. We camped near a river. Next day, we were swimming, and we found that there was clean water in the middle of the river. Later, we knew that the flow water stopped, and the water was polluted. Our world is like that. It needs to flow. There are many cultures and many cultural groups here in this world. We need to understand their cultures, and we need to respect their cultures, and we need to exchange our cultures with those countries. As you know, I was born and brought up in South Korea. Korea was one of the poorest countries in the world. The country had very little natural resources. They only have human resources. The country has been invaded by many countries for a long time. How has the country grown so rapidly? There are many reasons. One of the reasons is that they exchanged their culture with other nations. They sent out many people to learn about other cultures, and they influenced the development of the country. Another reason is that Christianity has affected the development of the country spiritually. Most Christians were highly educated and were friendly with other cultures. Christians devote themselves to the growth of the country in a variety of ways. Can somebody get some drink of water, please? Thank you. I'm so thirsty. And the United Kingdom, as you know, that has been one of the powerful countries in history. But in the 1500s, the country was one of the poorest countries in Europe. However, many Christian groups, thank you, known as Huguenots, in France, moved to England and other countries, and they had affected the development of the country and other countries in Europe. Our Lord has been working with His people, and He wants us to follow the way of God. The church in Antioch was a church of many nations. It was a multicultural church. It is like our church, Grey Friars. Many different cultural groups gather together and worship God. And the church focused on missions. They sent out many missionaries to other countries. And what happened to the church? What happened? Our Lord was with them. Verse 24 says, many more people turned to the Lord. Many more people came to the Lord. Why? Because they followed the way of God. God was talking to those people, go and make disciples of all nations. Many people came to the Lord. And they believed Jesus, their personal Savior and the Lord. And our Lord has blessed our church, Grey Friars, in many ways. As you know, we have done great works to follow the way of God. We have sent missionaries to overseas and supported them. And here in this New Zealand, we have also preached the message of God. Many people came to our church. Last year, we had 6 people became members of our church. And a few weeks ago, there were 11 people became members of our church. Among those, 2 people were baptized. Do you know what's happening next week here in our church? Yes, we are going to have a service for new membership. 60 people will be member of our church. Among those, 6 people will be baptized. Before they came to the church, they never heard about the message of God. With your sincere works, they decided to follow Jesus, and they decided to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have been working together here in our church. Today, we are standing at a very important stage of our church, Grey Friars. We have done great works. We followed the message of God, and we have supported different cultural groups here in our church. For the past few months, we have seen new faces here in our church. They are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Talk to your neighbors. Hello, brother. And hello, sister. Yes, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And also we are warriors of Christ. We need to work together here at this time. We are here to worship our Lord with all our hearts, minds, and souls. The book of Revelation 7 verse 9 says, after this, I saw a large crowd with more people than could be counted. They were from every race, tribe, nation, and language, and they stood before the throne and before the Lamb. This is the act of worship. At the time of God, we will worship together with every nation, tribe, and language. One day, one of the disciples came to the Lord, and he was asking, Lord, I want to see the heaven in this world. And the Lord said, you have ever seen the heaven in this world? The disciple still was asking, well, I have never seen it. The Lord said, I have hidden the secret of the heaven here in this world. You can see the heaven at 2 different places. One is at your homes, and another is at your churches. You could have a heavenly life with our family members, and we could have a heavenly life with our church members. And thus, we are here to worship together. What we can do next? Yes, we need to work together. We need to build the kingdom of God here in our church. Let us encourage together that we are here to make plans what we are going to do on the next days. God is with us. What we can do is to come to God and ask God. He will be guiding our ministries. Let us pray to our Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for having us here today. And thank you for doing great works for your kingdom and your church. Help us work together to glorify your name forever. Be with us all. Send your Spirit so that we can preach the message of God to non-believers. Train us to be equipped with warriors of Christ. Bless all of us here in this church. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We pray in your name of Jesus Christ. Amen.